This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Thursday, May 16th. God's word to you today is, get wisdom. Our scripture reading is taken from Daniel 2, verse 47, and it says, "The king said to Daniel, 'Truly, your God is the greatest of gods, the Lord over kings, a revealer of mysteries, for you have been able to reveal this secret.' You need to know this God that has all power and controls the course of world events. You need to know this God that sets up kings and removes other kings. Guess what? As powerful, as awesome, as engaged, and as powerfully controlling of world events as the Lord is, he is secure in himself. God is able to share his power with his children. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the scholars. God is not intimidated with you being wise. He is not intimidated with you being knowledgeable. God gives knowledge to the scholars. You want to understand the arithmetic, aerodynamics, complex numbers. God says, take all the knowledge you can handle. God gives wisdom. God is so magnanimous and secure in himself. God knows that nothing you ask and he gives will take away or add to him. He is God all by himself. He is self-existing. The more you are like God, the more filled with his character you become. He reveals deep and mysterious things and knows what lies hidden in darkness, even though he is surrounded by light. Daniel 2, verse 24 says, "Then Daniel went in to see Arioch, whom the king had ordered to execute the wise men of Babylon. Daniel said to him, 'Don't kill the wise men. Take me to the king, and I will tell him the meaning of his dream.'" In the first account, it appeared that Daniel just went to the king on his own, but that was not the case, because Arioch actually came to meet him to execute him, and then they went to the king together. This time around, Daniel had already gotten the interpretation to the dream, but even though Daniel had a relationship with the king and the king knew him, Daniel was the one that went to the king to ask for extra time, and the king allowed it probably based on their relationship. Daniel understood hierarchy, and so he did not jump the gun. Unfortunately, there are people that will say, "I just came from the king's palace. Who is Arioch and why do I need him? After all, I am the one that has the big revelation." Big mistake. Note also that Daniel did not tell Arioch the dream. Daniel was a man of order. Daniel 2, 27 and 28 say, "Daniel replied, 'There are no wise men, enchanters, magicians or fortune tellers who can reveal the king's secret. But there is a God in heaven who reveals secrets, and he has shown King Nebuchadnezzar what will happen in future.'" Daniel magnified God privately and publicly before the king. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song. I stand in awe of you. I stand in awe of you. Holy God, to whom all praise is due, I stand in awe of you. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.